app.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief on Wall Street today. Stocks closed down sharply, the market reacting to a Labor Department report that said employers added just 73,000 jobs in July, a much smaller number than expected. Officials also revised the May and June numbers down sharply. President Trump said the numbers were rigged to make him and Republicans look bad and promptly fired the government official in charge of producing the monthly report. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
What he says here is we need accurate jobs numbers. I have directed my team to fire this Biden political appointee immediately.
The hunt is on for the man police in western Montana say shot and killed four people this morning in a bar right next to his home in the small town of Anaconda. The third season of And Just Like That will be the last. The sequel to Sex and the City will wrap up with a two-part finale in a couple of weeks. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the participation rate for apprenticeship programs is at a record high. According to the report, over 17,000 people participated in the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development's Registered Apprenticeship Program in 2024. The number of kids in the state participating in apprenticeship programs has also more than doubled over the last few years, from 5,100 in 2019 to well over 11,000 this year. The programs aim to address workforce shortages in fields like construction and healthcare. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for its 2025 Recycling Excellence Awards. The awards are meant to highlight organizations like community groups, nonprofits, schools, and businesses that go above and beyond with innovative recycling efforts. There are four categories of awards, including for specific recycling projects and initiatives, overall recycling programs, innovations in recycling efforts, and special recycling events. The agency will be accepting nominations for the awards until September 15th. The town of Hudson clerk, who faced criticism over her compensation for the part-time position, resigned on Wednesday. Questions about the clerk's six-figure salary arose following a wage study conducted by a labor attorney that found her hourly wage was more than double the wage of the same position in similar municipalities and comparable to the hourly wage of the Wisconsin governor. The town board recently decided to leave the salary as is, but increased the hours for the position to a full 40 per week. The town of Hudson treasurer also resigned. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is seeking input from the community on a proposed dredge cut in Pierce County. The dredge cut would be done below Goose Bay in Pierce County, and officials say it will minimize the need for emergency dredging in the future. The dredging project is meant to ensure commercial goods can continue to be shipped efficiently along the Mississippi River. The agency is seeking public comment on their draft environment assessment for the project, which can be submitted online and will be accepted until August 9th. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Welcome to the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers traded for outfielder Brandon Lockridge from the Padres just before the trade deadline yesterday. Tonight, the 28-year-old is starting in right field and batting in the leadoff spot. As the Brewers play the Nationals in Washington, D.C., Jackson Churio has gone on the IL dealing with a hamstring injury. At 64 wins and 44 losses, Milwaukee heads into the weekend in first place in the NL Central and the best record in baseball. NFL, Packers training camp, padded practice today. Tomorrow night, it's family night. Tucker Kraft.
All the people of Green Bay, lucky 80,000, get to come pack the stadium out and just watch us practice. And it's not just an ordinary thing. It might be the only time some of those people get to get inside the stadium. And then the family aspect at the end of it, getting to go down the field. This year I'll be able to have my own daughter and my wife out there with me. So fireworks show is awesome too.
That's the Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the mid-50s. Hazy sunshine from the smoke tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. And mostly sunny and near 80 Sunday for the forecast high. Some storms Sunday night and Monday. Currently at 75 degrees.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This week, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez joins the show to talk about the launch of her campaign for governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Hey, everybody, how you doing? I am Pete Schwabba. It is a beautiful Friday night here in the state of Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great day as we head into the weekend. Lots going on today. Lots to discuss. I want to talk about my ride down tonight. That's always fun, right, Con? That's a good time.
Yeah.
And we've got lots to discuss. We've got overzealous Facebook posters. We're going to talk about TV shows we've been meaning to watch but haven't. And kissing a girl on screen as part of a role, actor Neil McDonough says he would never do it, and it's cost him work. So we'll discuss that. Lots of controversial topics to get to in the way of show business tonight. We're going to talk about movies and TV and comedy and music and all kinds of great stuff that makes us happy, especially heading into the weekend. Working the board tonight, as always, is Conrad Krieger.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
It is, it's getting down today. You know, I checked the app today, the weather app.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's at 114.
Oh, God. You know what? I went to bed last night. It's funny you mentioned that. My eyes were tearing and burning.
Really?
Yes. And when I got home, my wife had a lot of the windows open, and I don't think the air bothered her because the night before I left the air on just because the... But does that even matter? Like, you're still getting air from the outside. Like,
yeah.
Maybe it's filtered a little bit, but I don't know if that really helps that much or not. But
it's... I hope it gets down. I hope Canada's like, all right, let's stop putting it to them. Let's leave it in Canada.
Right. There's not really much they could do. I mean, trees were struck by lightning. That's not really a... But it does seem to... It's just like the third year in a row, maybe it's come from Canada. I don't know. But we'll get through it. We'll figure it out, folks. And we'll do it together. I have some fun guests tonight. Coming up at 6:35, this is going to be fun. We've got Spencer Young. He's a great artist who is local here to Northeast Wisconsin and Green Bay, and he paints murals and cleats and all this cool stuff. He painted a couple murals for the studio here in Green Bay with a football. So we'll talk to Spencer at 6:35. He will be here in person. That'll be a gas, as they say. And then it is a bar band Friday night, folks. So Terry Barr, our Wisconsin music expert and host of Max Inc. Radio, which you can hear on WMDX Saturday nights from 6 to 9, will be here as well, bringing local music as she does every week. And she's got a couple great... Did you listen to the music she sent?
Actually, I didn't get to listen
to it
yet.
Oh, so good. There's a group called Bascom Hill, I assume named after Bascom Hill in Madison, but they have a great song called... You're never going to guess what it's called.
Bascom Hill?
No.
Oh.
Light It Up.
Oh, okay.
That's their song, Light It Up. I mean, could there be a more perfect song for this show? And to play that song in this show will be a blast. And that's at 7:35 when Terry drops by. Lots of stuff. Okay, I want to discuss this because there's this actor, Neil McDonough. And, you know, he's one of those actors you'd know his face if you saw him. Very well-traveled as an actor. He's been in a ton of stuff.
You know how I know him mostly from? He was the bad guy in Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
Oh, Mall Cop 2. That's a deep dive. Holy smokes.
He's the bad guy in it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, his deal is, and he's a good actor, handsome guy. He refuses to kiss another woman on the big screen or the small screen. He won't do it. He's very devoted to his wife. He says he does not want to kiss another woman. And he says it's cost him work. Like, studios won't go near him. They just won't offer him roles. Now, this is a few years ago. He's had, you know, he's kind of made a little bit of a comeback, but he said it cost him roles until finally Graham Yost, one of the producers of Justified, great show with Timothy Olyphant, offered him a role as a bad guy. Because he is a good actor, and he has a really cool look.
Yeah, I mean, he plays such a good bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was in Red 2 as well, and he was a bad guy as well in that.
Was he in Yellowstone 2, maybe? Yeah. I don't know. He's in everything.
You know, I think he's done enough work, though, because I'm just on IMDb right now, and it says 148 credits.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
oh, yeah. He's
that's a pretty decent amount.
He's halfway to our pal Richard Reilly.
Yeah.
Who's got like, well, actually, he's got like 350. But Neil McDonough, yeah, good actor. Minority Report, Boomtown, Captain America, The First Avenger in 2011. Great resume. And the guy was not starving. Even if he took a year or two off, as long as he was living smartly or within his means, I'm sure he was fine. But he says he lost his swagger, his confidence as an actor. He felt like less of a man because he wasn't working as much because people weren't offering him roles. And I respect a person who sticks to their principles, but it's just kissing. And you make good money. And usually the person you're kissing is pretty attractive. this is the sexist in me. I understand why women wouldn't do it. But man, if you're a guy, and here's why I'm saying this. His wife doesn't care. He says it has nothing to do with her saying it. She doesn't care. It's just that he loves his wife and he doesn't want to kiss anyone else.
Well, good for him, you know?
Sure. Look, I did it. In my movie, The Godfather of Green Bay, I had to do an intimate scene with Lauren Holly. It's not comfortable. I'm not a hero. Okay.
You wrote it in yourself.
I did write it in myself. And it is weird, though. It's a weird, uncomfortable thing. There's nothing really sexy about it, at least not in my case. She was great. She was a trooper, but there were 8 people in the room filming this. It's not like you don't get the sense you're cheating. I was happily married at the time, still am. But I did get home for Thanksgiving that year. We shot in October in Marinette. I went back to LA, came back for Thanksgiving, and I showed a rough cut to my family, and my mother-in-law looks at me during that scene and says, "You cad." And I, you know, I get it. You know, she was half kidding. But I admire him because it's kind of a gutsy stand to say I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
But also it's like, just do it.
Yeah.
It's acting.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing. It's acting. It's not real.
Yeah.
You know, in the next movie that you... Would you mind writing a kiss scene for me?
You just tell me who you want.
With Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney, I've heard of her work. Start with her soap, and then I'll write a kissing scene for
Sounds
you.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Make out with a bar of her soap. Oh. Then we'll talk. Oh, that's funny. Oh, we have that promo where we're talking about Sydney Sweeney's soap. And, and I said, you know, what if she stinks? You know, I know she's pretty and all that, but what if she smells really bad? And I extended an offer. I said, Sydney, come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you, and I'll let you know if it's a good product.
For free, too.
For free, exactly. I'd throw an airfare out of my own pocket. No. But my daughter heard that. She goes, Dad! And her cousins were about her age. Like, they didn't get really the humor. They thought it was kind of weird. I'm like, I'm obviously kidding. My daughter has a great sense of humor, but it's still just the idea of her father smelling another woman. So maybe this creepy. Neil McDonough's on to something. I don't know. Hey, I think we should get to the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right. What is a TV show you've wanted to watch but haven't yet?
What's a TV show you just haven't gotten around to watching it, but it's on your list, you want to check it out? And the inspiration for tonight's question of the night comes because I just finished Dexter last night, season one. And it came out in 2006. My wife watched it years ago, said it was good. I just never got to it. It really, to be honest, did not interest me. I was like, wasn't really into serial killer stuff. But good writing is good writing. It's a good show. I finished the first season. It wasn't totally what I expected. They kind of kept me guessing, even though I figured out one of the elements of the story, but it was just really well done, well acted. And I'm going to stick with it. And I think there's like 7 seasons or something. So I'm probably going to be on a bit of a Dexter kick for the next few weeks. And I know that Lisa Hale, the host of New Wisco Weekend, which you can check out tomorrow morning at 8 p.m. here on WGBW and WISS. She's a big Dexter fan, and she wants to come on the show and talk about Dexter with me.
That's a dedicated Dexter fan right there.
Yeah, and Lisa scares me, so I'm going to let her do it. Lisa's great. She's a big... I love her takes on TV and movies, so we'll definitely line that up soon. But yeah, it's a good show. So that's mine. I kind of just did it, but there are a few others too. I haven't watched The Gilded Age yet, although that's relatively new. I only watched one season of Mad Men. I'll probably go back to that. But there are a few shows I haven't gotten to that I would like to. But what are yours? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know what show you've wanted to watch but haven't gotten around to it yet. What's yours, Con?
You know, last year I watched this show on Peacock called The Resort, and it was fantastic. It was with Kristen Milioti. Milioti? I don't know however you say it, but...
Kristen Milioti. I don't know who that is, yeah.
I really liked that show, and I was like, I don't think Peacock can beat this. So I haven't watched a Peacock show since that show, and I have been meaning to give it another try and watch Poker Face.
You know what? That was one for me. I started watching it about a month ago, and I got through 5 episodes, and it's good.
It is?
It is good, and Natasha Lyonne is good. It is one of those things where I guess it's like Columbo in the sense, I never really watched Columbo. That was a little bit before my time, but like I didn't understand. She's just a regular person who always every week finds herself solving a murder. It's like, well, come on, at least make her a PI or so that part of it was just, but it is well done for what it is. I just had trouble with that kind of mechanism, but I did like it. It is a good show.
All right. I might give, Peacock a chance. I don't think they can beat the show that I really liked, so I haven't.
So you're condemning the whole show. They did a good thing, but I don't trust them to beat that. So
exactly. So I'm saying.
I did start watching another show called Love and Death on HBO. I watched it about 2 weeks ago. I just watched the pilot. Jesse Plemons, Ashley Olsen. It's set in like 1980, and they have an affair. They're two church-going people, and they have their own family. And they have an affair, and I didn't get into it enough to find out who dies, but there is a murder on the show, and then it becomes kind of a mystery. So I'll probably go back to that. But if you like watching couples fall in love to 70s music like the Bee Gees, it is kind of cool. It's got like a cool aesthetic to it. So, but you can weigh in, folks. Let us know the show that got away. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app or drop us a comment on the stream if you're watching on X, YouTube, or Facebook. And let us know. You can also weigh in on the kissing thing. Would you kiss someone if you were in a movie, or would you pull a Neil McDonough and say, no, I'm not kissing anybody except my wife? And I assume he's held fast to that because I don't think he caved. Now he's like in his 60s, too. It's like probably circumvented a lot of those kind of roles.
You know, since
we hope.
I don't have a girlfriend, I don't have a problem with it.
You're like, somebody hire me. You need a kisser. Naked Gun opens this weekend, too. Very excited to see that. It's reviewing very well on Rotten Tomatoes. I think 92% was the last time I checked. And there are other movies that review higher from a fresh standpoint on Rotten Tomatoes, but for a comedy and a silly comedy, to rank that high is pretty cool. So, all right, we're going to read your text when we come back, and I'm going to tell you about someone who posted something on Facebook that really ticked me off. It's Pete Schwaba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on the Civic Media Radio Network. Took some time, but I realize I don't deserve being mistreated, right? Little by little, figured out what being in love wasn't about. Now I'm looking for the right guy.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Americans really like voting by mail and in-person early voting. That, according to 2024 statistics from the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. According to EAC, 158,211,780 citizens voted out of 211,144,275 active registered voters, a 74.8% turnout, 3 points lower than 2020. Among the 158 million voters, 52.8 million voted in person on Election Day. But far more Americans voted early, with 46.8 million voting early by mail and almost 48.9 million voting early in person. Mail-in voting accounted for 30.3% of votes cast, with some states offering universal mail balloting or permanent mail or absentee lists. Over 15 million ballots were returned via drop boxes in 36 states, up 10% since 2022. The percentage of in-person Election Day voters dropped in 2024 to only 37.4%, while in-person early voting jumped to 35.2%. The combination of mail and early in-person totaled 65.5%. It's clear that early voting is here to stay. We've linked to the report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Get up, Paul. I want to drive them on. When you're feeling blue, I'm thinking just of you.
Welcome back. This is a Friday night edition of Nightlight, one of my favorite nights of the week. Definitely top five, but I love them all, and I can't wait till Monday. But for now, we're just going to enjoy the moment. We're going to talk about some of the things we really like to talk about here. Coming up in just a few minutes, Spencer Young, local artist, who paints really cool stuff, murals, cleats, and sometimes he paints with a football, as I understand it.
He did. He did last time he was on Mind on the Mayor. He did. Last time he was in the studio, he did that. That's pretty cool.
Well, that's great. It'll be good to have Spencer here in just a few minutes, and then it's a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. It's 7:35. Terry Barr drops by with new music. She has her finger on the pulse of the Wisconsin music scene, as always, and has picked out a great one. Of the songs is called "Light It Up," and we may have to grab that one and put that in the bumpers.
Yeah,
I love that Kalen Cole song. It's a great song. So, well done. All right, so I have to get this off my chest. People post stuff on Facebook. Nothing is off limits. They post pictures of their food. Like, they'll get a plate at a restaurant and post the food. Like, yeah, I've seen mashed potatoes and meat. I know, but whatever. Okay, you're excited about your meal. Here's what drives me bananas. All right, I have a Facebook friend who will remain nameless, Jennifer. This person posted. They took a hike with their family. And they called it hike day, and they posted like the five main pictures you see, the teasers or whatever. And then if you click on the sixth window, 114 photos of trees and walking. I mean, who is ever going to look at that many pictures?
That's like a step per picture, you think, right?
Yeah, 114 steps is a hike. That's me making food in my kitchen. But it's just like, come on, 114, whatever. I don't have to look. It's not like it bothers me. I'm just like, I would never take the time to do that. And I guess uploading is easy. And maybe she just didn't want to go through all of them. So I'll just post all. But what if you get the accidental one of your husband coming out of the bathroom or the kid scraping their knee or something? Like, you got to go through. Give us some highlights. Give us three or four I'll look at.
Yeah.
Because they're great people. Oh, I want to see how this was. I'm not clicking on 114 photos of a hike through Door County.
You know what? To make it awkward, you know what you should do? You should go through and like every single one.
That's like stalkerish. That's like restraining order.
Just the notifications, 114. Pete Schwab will like your photo.
That is, oh my God, that would be hilarious. Or I'll do a laugh face for one, then a surprise look for the other one, and then a thumbs up, and she won't be able to go, well, why did he surprise this one but laugh at this one? This one's not funny.
The fourth tree is always surprising, you know?
It's like, I can see Sky in this one. What? So, all right, I got that off my chest. And then driving down here, I had, again, the two people going the same speed, taking up both lanes for about, it was probably only about 5 minutes. But in my head, this has gone on for like 2 hours. And I'm like, just please, you live in a society. One of you, slow down.
You know, remember yesterday when you had a mosquito flying around you?
Oh, that was weird, yeah.
You know, it's like, how does it... Today I had the same thing. I get home, and there's a fly in my apartment. Like, my windows are closed. I have the AC on. How did this happen? I was chasing that fly for literally an hour trying to kill it.
Because you can't relax.
I don't want the fly landing on me.
You know what's worse? Like, not worse, but almost as bad to me is twice this summer I've had one of those huge moths.
Oh,
it's like
those.
A bird. And they flap their wings and you can hear it going like around the lamp or the fireplace. And I can't relax because it's like, it's not like you're scared of it or it's going to hurt you. Same with a fly, but it's so irritating when they land on you.
Oh, that.
Flies are filthy.
I got a trick for you for that. You turn off all the lights and you turn on one.
I've done that.
And it flies to it.
Usually that works.
Yeah.
But I had one about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. It was in my daughter's room. And I tried that. And the thing, this was not his first rodeo.
He knew.
He knew what I was up to. All right. Let's read some texts. Our question tonight, folks, is what is a TV show you've been meaning to get to, but just haven't quite gotten around to it? I'm in the middle of one of mine. I just finished season one of Dexter. I did that with Poker Face. And then Love and Death. I'm going to go back to that one, but that one is a little like the whole first episode was these two married people falling in love, Jesse Plemons and Ashley Olsen. And they're both good, but it's kind of like, I hate to, this sounds awful, but get to the murder, you know, get to the mystery part of it. So I've got a few of them. Let us know what yours are. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let's go to the stream. Drew Mania. Love that. Drew Mania says, great show. Thank you, Drew Mania. Is that our Drew?
I'm not sure.
I know he listens sometimes. He's a good dude. All right. Thank you, Drew Mania. Appreciate the text and thank you for listening. Dave on the stream says, yes, Dexter. I'm with you, Dave. As you know, Band of Brothers, Game of Thrones. Band of Brothers, I could add. I've never seen Band of Brothers. It's supposed to be
either.
Great. It's a Tom Hanks Playtone effort. And I think it scared me off. It's like the miniseries thing. Like, it's a commitment, you know? And I don't know why. Like, I watch whole seasons of shows. But yeah, I got to check out Band of Brothers. And Game of Thrones was one of mine too, but I banged that one out about 2 years ago.
I mean, do you got 5 months?
Yeah, I know. And that's one that. It can be depressing if you watch too many in a row.
When Joffrey's, that whole plot with Joffrey, that takes a toll on you.
The Red Wedding.
Yeah.
It was just awful. So that's our question of the night. We have a local artist coming up in just a few minutes, folks. Spencer Young is in the studio. Very excited to have him here. And it is a bar band Friday night, 7:35 p.m. Our pal Terry Barr drops by. Let us know, too, if you want to weigh in on the kissing issue with Neil McDonough, very devoted husband. Is he too devoted? Got to put food on the table. We'll read some of your texts in a little while, so keep them coming. And great to have you with me. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight, and you've got the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin residents will soon no longer need to pay state sales taxes on their electric and natural gas bills year-round under the new biennial budget. The state sales tax exemption had previously applied only from November to April when utility bills tend to be higher due to the winter weather. Under the new budget, the sales tax exemption will apply year-round and is estimated to save residents a combined nearly $180 million over the next 2 years. The sales tax will automatically be removed from energy bills beginning October 1st. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to participate in Aquatic Invasive Species Snapshot Day next week. The event is part of a statewide effort by the agency to raise awareness about the dangers that aquatic invasive species pose to the state's waterways. Volunteers will gather at training sites across the state next Saturday to learn how to locate and identify the invasive species and catalog the findings to help the agency track their spread. Residents interested in participating in the event must register online by next Friday. A trial date has been set for the former Glenwood City School District superintendent accused of stealing over $200,000 from the district in education reimbursements and payments for graduate courses that he never took. 53-year-old Timothy Johnson is facing a total of 17 charges, including theft in excess of $100,000, laundering money, uttering a forgery, and misconduct in office. He entered not guilty pleas to the charges in June, and a trial in St. Croix County Court is now scheduled to begin on January 21st. Eau Claire residents on the north side of the city now have access to a new public transportation option through a pilot program. Eau Claire Transit recently launched their new on-demand curb-to-curb transportation service dubbed Northern Light. The goal of the new service is to offer residents a more convenient and flexible transportation option for the same cost as a bus ticket. Residents interested in utilizing the service can download the mobile app or call the service directly. The rides will be available Monday to Friday from 6:45 a.m. to 6:45 p.m. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When it comes to TV or movies, there is nothing like momentum. The Gilded Age is currently in its third season, and all arrows are pointing up. The show is tracking 25% more than its previous season and still has 2 episodes left of season 3. HBO has already renewed the show for a 4th season. Social media chatter is up 60%, and Rotten Tomatoes has season 3 at 95% fresh. If all that weren't enough, last week's episode reached a series high in viewers at 4.5 million in the first 3 days of release. Looks like we have no excuse now not to check it out. If you're a fan of the show Luther with Idris Elba or the original version of The Office with Ricky Gervais, you'll have another option for viewing. HBO and BritBox, which specializes in UK mysteries, comedies, and dramas, have struck a deal where HBO will stream 15 BritBox shows during the months of August and September. The goal of both companies? Get so many viewers they can charge as much as Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the mid-50s. Hazy sunshine from the smoke tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. And mostly sunny and near 80 Sunday for the forecast high. Some storms Sunday night and Monday. Currently at 75 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want. Not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman will join us to break down all the weekend news. We go beyond the cheese with Poppy Bakery. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Happy Friday, everybody. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me tonight. We've got lots of fun scheduled. Got a great question. If you are so inclined, let us know. What is the TV show that got away? What have you been meaning to watch, but you just haven't gotten to it yet? I said Dexter. What was your answer, Con?
I said Poker Face.
Poker Face, that's right. And I said I've seen some Poker Face episodes. Pretty good. So that's our question tonight. You can also weigh in on the Neil McDonough kissing thing. It was in my Hollywood Beats. Was it today or yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Okay. So he refused to kiss a woman that was not his wife, even though he was cast in a movie or a TV show. That was just, you know, that was, he wasn't going to do it. And he thinks it cost him some work, cost him some self-confidence, but eventually he got back into it and people understood. People are pretty much good and he's a good actor. So they started casting him again, but I don't know, man. I don't think, well, I did do it in a movie. So I would just do it. Conrad is begging to do it. And we'll ask our next guest what he thinks too. He is a local artist here in Northeast Wisconsin who joins me in studio now. He's the founder of Forever Young Designs, artist Spencer Young. Welcome. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's great to have you. I've seen your work because you've painted here in the studio before.
Yep.
And, it's pretty cool. Tell me that what I saw you do were you did like classic Packer photos.
Yep.
But you have an interesting way of painting. Please tell us about that.
Yeah, I kind of, when I run with an idea, I just go full throttle with it. So the idea was to, you know, normally paint with a paintbrush. That's too normal.
Too
everyone's
conventional.
Painting with a paintbrush. So I took a football cleat and a football, and that's the only thing I used to paint those images.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. What part of the cleat? Not the actual cleat.
Oh, yeah. So everything. So I utilized the shoelaces as kind of like a little fine detail brush, the toe as to cover more surface area on the canvas with the paint. Like, yeah, just it's kind of fun just challenging myself with different, you know, ideas and possibilities. And hopefully, you know, I can incorporate in my future stuff. And if it fails, it fails. And I never visit that again.
That's the great thing about, like, I love when artists figure out a fresh approach to something, something that hasn't been done before, yeah. Something new and unique. Before we get into too much of your work, though, tell me a little bit about you, Spencer, your background personally.
Yeah, I grew up in a small town just outside of Green Bay, Shiocton. When I graduated high school there, I went to St. Norbert, played a little college football for a couple years, and graduated with a Bachelor of Arts degree with emphasis of graphic design. Went nice. Corporate a little bit. Wasn't my cup of tea, and I decided to take a chance on myself. I always had a ability to draw and paint, and within like that first month being on my own, I got a phone call asking to paint the iconic Packer fence outside Lambeau Field.
So you painted that. That is so cool.
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll get to that too, but why didn't you like the corporate stuff? Is where the money's at, I would imagine.
It was good.
Too limiting?
It restricted my creativity, you know. Everything's super brand standard, to say the least. And, you know, when you're using the color, like a mute, puke green color over and over and over again, it kind of gets boring.
They don't even want that to be flashy.
No. So I just like, you know, I know I could be doing something that I enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I didn't enjoy working in the corporate setting. It was just like, not what I wanted to do. It wasn't my purpose in life. So,
you know what's interesting? I'm not trying to like, pardon me, bash corporate anything, but because when I'm still a writer, but when I was making most of my money writing, I wrote screenplays. But when you write a screenplay, it's like you don't know where to start almost. It's like it's 120 pages. What do I do? What I liked about freelancing for corporations or studios was they gave you parameters.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's a relief. Don't you think creatively you're like, okay, I got to do whatever I can within this framework?
Yeah, it's nice to have a little structure, you know? That's why, too, like, I freelance graphic design. So, like, when someone gives me, like, a set task where, you know, certain guidelines I need to follow, it's nice. But then there's times where I'm like, well, I kind of just want to go crazy and see what I can come up with on my own. And, you know, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. So,
well, good for you for starting your own business too. What kind of stuff do you do at Forever Young Designs? Like what do you, or is it commissions or is it people?
It's my philosophy is, if I could throw paint on something and it sticks, basically anything. Okay. So murals, paintings on canvases. I have even customized cleats and shoes and jackets, hats, graphic design work. Pretty much anything art related, I've probably dabbled in a time or two.
Who comes? Who hires you? Like who? Like if I'm a regular guy, if I'm a business, what do you? How does that work? What would people hire you for? To do cool invitations, a big mural, or like anything? Huh?
Generally, it's just like a random message. Like it can be like, you know, 11 o'clock at night. It could be right away in the morning. Just, hey, would you be interested in painting a mural? Would you be interested in painting shoes? So it's like something. It's something new every day. And you know, that's what I really enjoy about it, because it's like you never know what the next day is going to bring.
How long did it take you? You said you got a call kind of quickly, but how long did it take you to the point where you were, this is what you do?
So I was like a month in on my own painting one mural, and then I had that phone call asking to paint that Packers fence, and I just kind of rolled with it, and, you know, my work got kind of out there in the area, and, you know, build connections and just talk with a bunch of people, and people see my work, and
it's got to help when you have a big, it's like a billboard kind of, people drive by. Who did that?
Definitely.
So tell us about that. Tell us about the Packer fence.
Yeah.
What was your inspiration for that?
So like I said, the owner reached out to me because it has been a tradition in the community that, you know, is pretty well known if you're in the community. They wanted to continue that tradition, and every year we just come up with a specific theme to like that would tailor that season. So the one season, like when Rodgers threw the Hail Mary pass at Ford Field, the home opener for that season was against Detroit. So we did a homage to that play.
Nice.
Let's just say there were not a lot of happy Detroit Lions fans.
You know, maybe did a little painting of their own late at night after a few drinks over your creation. All right, and then you did some stuff down the street here, right?
A little bit everywhere, I guess. Okay. So I do a lot in the Green Bay community. I've traveled as far as New York installing murals, Texas. Going to be going out to Indiana here pretty quick to install another one right outside Indianapolis. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So getting out of Wisconsin, too.
Pretty much.
Wow, nice. Yep. So what's the meaning? Where did you come up with Forever Young Design?
So it's got like layers, I guess. So my last name's Young.
Yeah.
So kind of wanted to pay homage to like not only myself, but like the people that kind of brought me to the situation I'm in today. So I had amazing parents that, you know, supported me in my crazy endeavors. And, you know, I come from a very small town. So when they say you want to be an artist, you know, there's some parents that might be a little skeptical at first, but mine were like all on board. You know, they supported what I wanted to do. So, with that being said, I just wanted to make sure like I was carrying a legacy at the end of the day. So
my guest is Spencer Young. He is the founder of Forever Young Designs and a local artist here in Northeast Wisconsin, although we just found out he's starting to go everywhere and bring his art to different communities. Let me ask you something, because I, you know, with my background too, I get asked that question. Oh, my kid wants to do this, but I say they should have a fallback.
Yeah.
And I always say, don't have a fallback.
No.
Do what you want to do. You can always go back to school.
Yeah.
And then throw yourself into something else. But setting yourself up in, you know, almost expecting to fail.
Yeah.
That doesn't work for me. And I tell my kids that too. I'm like, go full throttle with it. You got to support yourself.
Yep.
But go at it with everything you have and then see where you're at.
Yeah. I always say if I had any doubt when I first started, I would have never attempted to do it.
Right.
You know, because like I always... like I watch a lot of like shows, you know, and like the cartoon and anime shows, you know, there it's always the protagonist is always a positive attitude. That's kind of how I approach life too. It's like, you know, you don't want to have any negative thoughts or like ideas that you're not going to be successful in what you want to pursue. So like for me, like I always had the mentality, it's like I'm going to go big or go home.
Right.
And nothing's going to stop me.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You're not like going to law school during the day doing your art at night.
I'll stick on one thing. I'll make sure I give everything I got in one category.
You
got
to. So. Otherwise, what, you know, you can always, like I said, you can always switch gears. I love too, there's this comedian named Charles Fleischer who was in the Roger Rabbit movies as a voice, and he was a comedian. He said when people came up to him and said, I want to be a comedian, what do you think? He always said, don't do it. And he said, if that was enough to get them not to do it, they never would have made it anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not quite that harsh, but he's got a point.
Yeah.
I mean, so for what you do, Are there a lot, is there competition around here, or do you kind of have the market? Are you the guy people come to paint?
I mean, I don't really think of it as competition. I feel like it's a big enough sandbox that anyone can, like, you know, have their opportunities, you know? So like whenever I see another artist have a project, I'm like, good for them. Like, that's amazing. Like, yeah. I'm their fan too. 'Cause at the end of the day, like, I don't think there's really rivalry. I think there should be just, like healthy competition almost, whereas like we should support each other because we're all just in the same field and we all want to be successful at the end of the day.
And ideally learn from each other to some degree or be inspired by each other. We were talking before you came on. I said my cousin does, he paints with two hands and he does these shows and he's down in Chicago. So he paints a lot of Chicago sports stuff and they've since moved. But I'm fascinated, like, what is your style? Does it have a name?
Not really. Okay. I just think it's inspired by a lot of things from my experiences growing up. So a lot of artists influence my work. Like I said, a lot of life experiences. I just, you know, I pick up a brush and whatever my brain tells me to paint, I just paint it. So
if somebody said, oh yeah, Spencer Young, he's that blank artist.
Yeah. And
what would they say?
It's kind of funny because, like, I notice people will say, oh, I know that's a Spencer Young original right there. But it's like, I can't see that. Like, for me, it just comes naturally.
Yeah.
So I don't know what is the giveaway that makes it
interesting.
My own artwork. So
do you have influences like Pollock or Picasso, whatever? Do you have people that influenced you?
Yeah. So Dr. Seuss. I love Dr. Seuss. Like, if you ever look up his like Dark Series paintings, like, definitely a 180 from what you normally see in the children's books. Then David Cho. That's always a fascinating character. He's the one that painted the headquarters at Facebook. And then instead of getting a payment, he invested in the stock at Facebook. And then he became, essentially, when they went public, like $300 million or something. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So
you should have held out for more money.
I know, it's like,
I want a free Facebook account. Done.
Right? Well, and it's like, that's the cool thing. It's like, it's not just his artwork, but I love that he took a chance on himself and, like, you know, it really paid off. You know, there's, if I'm one to gamble, I don't go to casino, but I gamble on myself a lot for my opportunities. So,
well, that's what you should gamble on, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, you're going to show up and do the job, not have to rely on others. You were recently on ESPN. How did that call come through and what was that like?
Kind of crazy. I had a phone call from a producer. He asked me, you're the artist that paints the fences around the area? I said, yes, I am. And we got your contact information from someone that works in the studio here, and we'd love to do like a small segment with you. And I said, lucky for you, I'm painting a mural in the area. So if you want to stop by with the cameras and talk to me, then yeah, we can make that happen. So
that's pretty cool. All right, we're going to find out. I'm going to ask Spencer what he painted when he was on ESPN when we come back, and we'll find out more about this up-and-coming artist who is right here in Northeast Wisconsin. Is pretty cool. And we'll ask him about the show that got away, too. That's coming up next after this very short break on Nightlight with Peach Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. My sugar boo, I'm levitating. The Milky Way, we're in again. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got you, moonlight. You're my starlight. I need you all night. Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating you.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and State Treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state.
I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
There are marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back, folks. We are lighting it up here on a Friday night from downtown Green Bay as we broadcast statewide here on the Civic Media Radio Network. So great to have you with me. My guest at the moment is Spencer Young, local artist here in Green Bay, although he is more nationally recognized now. We were talking before the break about how he was recently featured on ESPN. Did you paint something specific for that appearance?
Yeah, so I actually painted a fence in someone's backyard. So it was nice. Green Bay themed, and it was right across Lambeau Field. Yeah, so couldn't be a better like setting for that.
What was ESPN like? Were they just kind of like letting you do your thing, or was it just,
oh yeah, they just said paint and we'll ask you questions. And wow. I talked with Shay. I think she was live at training camp reporting. Okay. So had the ear pods in and everything listening to her talk. So
are you a Packer fan?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, no doubt. I wouldn't be doing this if I wasn't. So
you wouldn't be an artist if you weren't a Packer fan?
Well, I mean, like, I wouldn't be like, so I actually work with a lot of the Packer players and too, when I customize like football cleats and shoes. So I would say a good majority of my work is with the players too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you do that? How do you paint cleats? I mean, is it a special kind of paint that doesn't wear off?
Yeah, it's basically trial and error, and a lot of prep work is involved. So like the best way to describe it is if you want to paint your vehicle, like obviously you sand it, you acetone, wipe it down, then you do like thin coats of paint, and then basically you have a nice shiny car. It's the same thing with shoes too.
Nice. Yeah. It lasts. Like it.
Yeah. I mean, like it has this natural wear and tear after a while, you know, but like for the most part, yeah, they hold up pretty good.
So our question of the night is, what's the TV show that got away, one you've been meaning to watch? And a lot of people have said Dexter, myself included.
Yeah.
You were a huge fan of the show.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. That's now they got the new series coming out. So yeah. Started rewatching that. And then, if I had to say the one that I need to watch, it just came out yesterday. So, and that's Twisted Metal.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about that during the break. What is that show now?
So it's like based on a video game. So like I remember being a kid and I played that game all the time. You know, it's kind of like a battle royale game.
Yeah.
So they made an adaptation to it. And the first season was amazing. Now season two is here and it's going to even get better, I think.
Isn't that exciting when you have like a whole show to look forward to? Like,
oh, for sure.
You watch movies?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Yeah, what have you seen?
pretty much everything.
This summer?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you say you've seen pretty much everything, you mean like?
I mean like just all genres in general.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's nothing that, you know, when there's always something out there for me to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. So, all right, tell people where they can see your work, Spencer. You have your website, social media stuff?
Yeah, www.foreveryoungdesigns.com. I'm on social media, so Instagram, Facebook. But, yeah, I post right on daily, so you can see my art quite frequently if you're following me. So
that's so great. Do we have? Can we put some of his art up on the stream? If you're watching on the stream, folks, on YouTube, Facebook, or... So I've seen that. You did that. That's so cool. How long does that take you?
A day.
One day?
Yeah,
the whole thing?
So as tradition for the past like 10 seasons, wake up at the crack of dawn, paint there until basically the sun goes down.
So if you're watching in the stream, folks, we're looking at, it's a picture of Jordan Love winding up to throw a pass. It says, "My Packers, go Pack." And what else?
Yeah, is I love my Green Bay Packers.
Oh, I love Jordan Love. Okay, gotcha.
It's the paying homage to Eddie J's polka song. I love my green.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what was that like when you just said you're a huge Packer fan growing up? You played football at St. Norbert's.
Yep.
You're a Northeast Wisconsin guy. When you got a contract from the Packers and when you were commissioned by them,
how high were you? and that's the thing. It's not really a contract by the Packers itself, but it's like a local resident in the area. And he asked me, like, this is just tradition. Like, and I already knew growing up what the fence was because, like, my grandpa, who's also an artist, and I should have mentioned him as artist that influenced me. He was the biggest Packer fan I ever knew. So, like, unfortunately, he passed away before I started doing all this. And I know he's grinning ear to ear, you know, when he saw that opportunity because he knows what the fence was. So it's kind of cool that, like, something that I would hang out with him, like, drawing at the table, creating art, and now, like, you know, get to kind of pass that along.
It's cool, too. You were talking about during the break about your dad who poured concrete.
Yeah.
Very different than what you do.
Yeah. He's happy that I found what I wanted to do. I know he said he just didn't want me to bust my back like he did, you know, and I know how hard he's worked throughout his whole life and to make sure I had a good opportunity. So
you do kind of look like you could, like, lift blocks of concrete though and just install them. You're
don't get me
big
wrong
dude.
I'd help them in the summer, you know, but it wasn't anything too strenuous.
Are you doing something this year for the start of the season? Do you have anything lined up? Or
So the plan is to paint something. It's always the day before the first home opener, so it'd be September 7th, but we got a couple ideas in the work. It's normally a surprise when, like, the fans come in, so got to keep it on the down low till then.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of a teaser. When will they be able to see what you've done?
Yeah, right at the home opener.
The home opener.
Yep.
Can you say where it will be? Or
yep, the same fence. So that fence gets painted every year.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's funny because, like, we had to replace the fence 1 year because there was so much paint on it. Yeah. Like,
okay.
And it was like kind of weighing it down a little bit. So
can we pull up another of Spencer's paintings, Con? Chris Farley, awesome.
That's my hero.
That is so cool.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite. I actually did a recent Chris Farley painting, too. It's a quote from Dirty Jobs or Dirty Works.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's with the skunk. I can't remember what the quote was, but I had to make sure I incorporated that quote in one of my paintings, so...
So, all right, if you want to learn more about Spencer's work, follow him on the socials, go to his website. He does great work. This was fun, man. Thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you having me, you know.
My pleasure. And thank you for the Dexter endorsement, because the better part of the next few weeks, I'm going to be wrapped up catching up on that, too. So, all right, Spencer Young, folks, check out his work. We are coming back for Act 2 after intermission. It is a Bar Band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35, and we will read your texts coming up next. It's Peach Waba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Go!
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A July jobs report showing only 73,000 jobs added and downward revisions to the May and June reports leads to President Trump's firing of the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Reaction from CBS News business contributor Javier Davi.
The firing of the BLS commissioner, we now have more uncertainty, more attacks against the credibility against yet another institution that isn't the Fed.
Recent statements from Russia's former president, Dmitry Medvedev, prompts Trump to reposition two U.S. nuclear subs.
A threat was made by a former president of Russia, and we're going to protect our people.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting says it will move toward a shutdown after being defunded by the Senate. Craig Swagler is president and general manager of Baltimore Public Media.
Any additional funds that would come in for fiscal year 26, which would begin on October 1st, and 27, which was the two-year advancement, will not happen.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jan